Millions of Mexicans were surprised and angry when their president, Enrique Peña Nieto, met with GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. The meeting, which took place on August 31st, after Peña Nieto extended an invitation to both Trump and Hillary Clinton, came amid attempts by Trump's campaign to clarify his often contradictory positions on illegal immigration. The immigration issue has been a centerpiece of the billionaire real estate mogul's campaign, which he launched by calling for the mass deportation of 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. and condemning Mexicans as rapists and drug dealers. Trump also has promised to build a border wall that he said he'd force the Mexican government to pay for. In a joint Mexico City news conference following a private meeting between the two men, Peña Nieto did little to challenge Trump's insults against his nation, and Trump himself struck a moderate tone. However, later that day, in a speech delivered in Phoenix, Trump aggressively repeated his hard-line position on immigration, vowing again to carry out mass deportations. When asked by reporters, Trump denied that he and the Mexican president had discussed his pledge to have Mexico pay for the construction of his proposed border wall. But Peña Nieto later tweeted that during their meeting, he had made it clear to Trump that Mexico will never pay for the wall. Your reporter spoke with Laura Carlson, director of the Center for International Policy's Americas program based in Mexico City. Here, Carlson discusses the political circumstances surrounding Trump's visit to Mexico and why the invitation was extended to a politician who has so often insulted the Mexican people.
The official explanation was that Peña Nieto wanted to engage in dialogue and perhaps even be able to talk face-to-face with Trump about some of the most offensive proposals that he's put out regarding Mexico, in particular the wall that would cover the entire border and the immediate deportation of some 11 million undocumented workers, the vast majority of whom are Mexicans. However, things did not work out that way. What happened instead was that Trump came in and stood up next to Peña Nieto, was treated as a statesman, despite the fact that he's a losing, so far, candidate, and was able to take control of the entire situation. He reiterated his support for a wall and even said that Peña Nieto agreed that he had a right to build a wall if he wanted to, which is, in fact, an act of aggression against a neighbor and a commercial partner as important as Mexico, when one supposes that the two countries are allies. And he then went on to say how much he appreciated the opportunity and that he was willing to work together with Peña Nieto to resolve these problems. So obviously he was looking presidential, and Peña Nieto not only let him, but ended up justifying him, saying that he'd been misinterpreted, that he had absolute respect for Donald Trump, and that he was sure that Donald Trump at heart had the genuine interests of both the Mexican and the U.S. people. What happened immediately after was really kind of the proof of the whole way that this was set up. It turned out to be a tremendous boon to Donald Trump. He was able to go back to Arizona and say that he had spoken to the president of Mexico about these proposals, that he loved Mexicans, that he loved the president of Mexico, but that he was going to build a wall and that he was going to deport 11 million people. And what was probably, certainly to me, the most offensive part of that speech was that it began and ended with a litany of violent crimes committed by undocumented workers. Now, what he did do in the discourse was exchange the word Mexican for illegal alien, making it a little more veiled, the reference to, you know, what have been very openly racist references in the past. But the implication that violent crime in the United States is the result of Mexicans, and particularly Mexicans without papers, is not only offensive, but it's completely absurd. While you could no doubt cherry pick a group of people, as he did, who have lost children or loved ones to violent crimes, and create a subgroup of those criminals, the idea of extending that to vilify you know, an entire population was even beyond what he's done before.
Being an observer in Mexico, what's the discussion surrounding people's questions and possible answers as to why President Peña Nieto invited an American presidential candidate who has based his entire campaign on insulting and attacking the Mexican people as rapists and drug dealers?
Well, the rumor is that the Secretary of the Treasury, Luis Videgaray, recommended to President Peña Nieto that he speak with Trump, that he invite Trump to Mexico with the idea that if he were to become president, and as you know, even though he's trailing, no serious analysts are completely discarding the possibility yet. If he were to become president, they wanted to avoid any dislocation in the financial markets. Mexico economically and in the financial markets has been very precarious lately. And this is the rumor anyway. Nobody's come out straight for and said that. There were others who said there would be a colossal mistake. But for one reason or another, Peña Nieto decided that he would look statesmanlike if he engaged in a direct dialogue with Donald Trump. This was more than a political calculation. This was a diplomatic disaster. There's no question now. I mean, the response from the Mexican people especially has been extremely critical. They can't understand why their president would do something like this. And there's been all kinds of jokes and criticisms that have been going through the social networks since this visit.
That was Laura Carlson, director of the Center for International Policy's Americas program, based in Mexico City. Find more analysis of Trump's visit to Mexico and the presidential campaign debate over immigration by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.